Welcome to Boy Bands and Game Shows. My name is... This is our first episode, and the show's pretty self-explanatory. I talk about boy bands and game shows, two things I know and love very, very much. We're going to start right in. We'll talk about news and happenings and all that stuff. Then we're going to do a review later of a new game show that recently premiered. So first up, Justin Timberlake has a new book out. Oh, it's coming out October 30th. It's called Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See Behind Me. I think that's the full title, but Hindsight. And it features stories and pictures all through his life, from NSYNC to the creation of Sexy Back to his live tours and all that good stuff. I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan. He is my hero, idol, everything. And I'm really excited I get to see him in Kansas City in December. When he comes, and the book, definitely going to get it, looks fantastic. Really excited to check that out. Also in Timberlake news and game show news, he has co-created a new game show for Fox called Spin the Wheel. He co-created it with Andrew Glassman, who is the brain behind The Wall on NBC. And he executive produces that show with LeBron James. And it just so happens LeBron and Justin are buddies. And from the sounds of it, the Spin the Wheel is basically The Wall, but with a wheel instead of a big pachinko machine wall. And they have contestants answer trivia questions. If they get it right, they add more green wedges to the board with up to $20 million they can win up to. And it sounds like a fun show, but we'll see how it is in practice and in action. That's going to be on Fox for this upcoming season, so we don't know if it's going to premiere in fall or in the new year. But they were taping it as of a few days ago. I don't know if they're still in taping them, but either way, they're going with that right now. Two more game shows are coming to Fox. The Masked Singer, which is hosted by Nick Cannon, and it features a panel of four, I wouldn't say judges, but experts who are trying to figure out who these singers are. They can be, they run the whole gamut of entertainment, from sports to TV stars, movie stars, and they're all wearing these elaborate costumes and masks. There's 10 singers, they're all wearing these elaborate costumes to conceal the identities, and it's not until they get eliminated that we find out who they are. And the panel is Nicole Scherzinger, Jenny McCarthy, Ken Jeong, and Robin Thicke. So diverse group of people to try and deduce who are these singers. It's hosted by Nick Cannon, and it's based on a format from South Korea. And it's been over the world. It's finally coming here. And they've taped it already. We're going to see it in January of 2019. So it's going to be very interesting. Another Fox game show is called Mental Samurai. It's an obstacle course of the mind. And it's executive produced and hosted by actor Rob Lowe. So it's kind of an interesting concept. We'll see where that goes. It's also going to be in this upcoming television season, sometime either in the fall or spring. So that does it for the Fox game shows. Jeopardy, longtime quiz show Jeopardy, is now on Hulu. Select episodes and select tournaments are on Hulu. And I'll be honest, even though Jeopardy is a mainstay, I was into it on and off in my game show journey and whatnot, but right now, it's fine. I don't really watch it. It's good on an objective level for me, but I don't personally watch it. So even though it's cool that it's on streaming now, doesn't do too much for me. So moving on, Love Island is the popular UK dating show that airs on ITV2 in the UK, and it has international distribution in the U.S. here on Hulu, and CBS has just picked up the rights for a completely American version of Love Island, so we'll see where that goes. I don't know much about the show, but I know it's crazy, and I know I will not be watching it. NSYNC has released their, or is going to release, a second capsule collection. They did their first one in April to coincide with their getting their star on the Walk of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. They're going to release their second capsule collection soon, so I'm excited to see what that merchandise looks like. Now it's time to talk about New Kids on the Block. They just announced today they are doing a special 30th anniversary concert of Hangin' Tough, of their album Hangin' Tough, at the Apollo Theater in New York City, Harlem to be exact. And it's going to be October 7th, then they're going to have a huge announcement the next day, October 8th. So, if you're in New York, go see New Kids on the Block. They always put on a great show, no matter what type of venue they're in. I've seen them 3 times now, and at Sprint Center, once with the Backstreet Boys, which was an incredible show, the NKOTBSB tour. And yeah, so go see New Kids in New York if you're in there around that time. Now moving on to our review of the day. This show recently premiered for its trial run on Fox stations across the country. It's called 25 Words or Less. It's hosted by Meredith Vieira, and I found a great description of a game from a game show fan of it. It's basically Password meets the Bit a Note feature from Name That Tune. And basically, it's 2 teams of 3. 2 players on each team are celebrity guests, and then there's 1 normal person playing for all the prizes and cash. $10,000, I think, is the big cash prize at the end. And it follows in the vein of Password, Celebrity Name Game, Select Games on Hollywood Game Night. It follows in that vein very much so. But it's a fun, it's very kind of relaxed but fun, energetic show. A couple episodes are on YouTube. I recommend you watch them. It's just a fun half hour. Meredith Vieira is so wonderful, as she always is, and it's nice to see her a little more looser and a little more relaxed than she had to be on Millionaire when she did the syndicated version of that. But otherwise, she just does a great job, and the celebrity players are great. I've seen they've had Allison Sweeney, Betsy Brandt, Lonnie Love, Colton Dunn, Josh Molina. Great group of people on there. And so it's a fun show. If you can find it on your local Fox station or Fox-owned station, if you have one in your area, or find some episodes on YouTube, 25 Words or Less, it's a really fun show. Well, that will do it for this first edition of Boy Bands and Game Shows. My name is Brandon Parnes, saying stay tuned for Carson Daly, and I'll see you next time.